These Scars Are Sacred, A Novel to Heal and Inform by Elliot Storm. Read by Guy Ortoliva. Copyright 2006-2010, These Scars Are Sacred, Inc. All rights reserved. Introduction. The Long and Winding Road. Jim Clark looks wildly at the still corpse of the radio man. What is left of the young face is contorted in terror. One eye is open, looking sideways, glazed with a gummy-colored bluish film. There's a large purple hole where the other should be, where the bullet violated his boyish face. The enemy round must have splintered. The back of what was a 17-year-old's head is disintegrated. Brain tissue, bone, and blood are splattered all over the ditch. A small trail of blood jags unevenly out of the man's nose. The sweltering heat of the midday sun has caused it to dry quickly, disappearing in a week's growth of beard. Jim knows there is no time for sorrow, but thinks the kid was smart not to waste his time on shaving since he was going to die anyway. Jim's own body is numb, dispassionately so, yet he is shaking uncontrollably. Squad leader Sid Blake had just gathered the few left of Chief Squad and is moving cautiously toward the center of the village, hurriedly seeking cover in the ditch. In spite of the fact that death is closing in on all of them, Jim can't shake his last vision of Chief. His body, propped up against a tree, his death mask, as in life, a magnificent smile. His left hand lying peacefully in